How are we doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. And we got an interesting one here. This is my first take ever covering something that is PED related. So what we have here is Robinson Cano on his second positive test. His first one was known as Lasix, which is a masking agent, and it's usually for covering up PEDs or performance enhancing drugs. Apparently, this is what helps it flush out of the system. So what we have here is something different. And I try to find a way to pronounce this. It's called Stanzolol. I know I butchered that, but that was my best. So what this is, and I did some research for a couple of people. What this is, what we have here, and this is by the USA, the USADA.org. So what is this? This is a oral or injection steroid. Now, mind you, in 2010, it's been withdrawn from the U.S. market. And that is something to be said in itself. So from everything that I am gathering here, it's very interesting to see how this works. So if you want, I guess you could say the elimination in half-life, or is how much time it takes from its maximum concentration. So if I'm correct here, you have an injection for 24 hours, and by oral, it is 9 hours, which is pretty interesting. Now keep this in mind, right? Not all of these things are bad. For instance, what I found out here is it could possibly quicken the healing of ulcers and also help with skeletal muscle injury. But we know what happens here. This is a very common drug for PEDs. And in fact, the Soviet Unions were using this in the Olympics at one point, and yes, they were caught. So, what happens with the New York Mets, and what happens with Robinson Cano? So, in my opinion, this is the second strike for Robinson Cano. The first one, nothing showed up. And for the second one, something that everyone's kind of going, whoa, the red light goes off. This is bad. This is not something you want. And unfortunately for Robinson Cano himself, right? Now, apparently he wasn't supposed to speak about this on his behalf. But this is what he said. Quote unquote, I understand that everything that goes on in my body, or I'm sorry, I understand that everything that goes into my body, unquote, and quote again, I'm responsible for that. So he's admitting to it. And the Sandy Alderson from the Mets is saying the violation is very unfortunate for him, the organization, our fans, and the sport. The Mets fully support MLB's efforts towards eliminating performance-enhancing substances from the game. But at the end of the day, listen, do I think this is going to be a contract dump down the line? Yes. I thought that as soon as he signed the contract. And this was before PEDs was related to Robinson Cano. I'm a Yankee fan, and was I upset about Robbie going? Yes, but for the years, you had to let him go. And with the decline, his second failed test, you know, showing positive for PEDs, the first one, he said another substance, he said that it was from his doctor, this and that, when doctors know what's going on. So if you think about it, right, the guy's close to David Ortiz, the guy played with A-Rod, does it surprise me at this point? No. So there are going to be some people out there that said, you know what? He served his first sentence. He's going to be serving his second sentence. He's suspended for all of the 2021 year. Now, if there's anything COVID-related, he's going to serve all 162 games. So if it's shortened this year, he's gonna be serving. He's gonna be serving next year, and that's actually gonna make the Mets act. Now, I've said before that there's going to be a trade involving Francisco Lindor. I don't think that's the only move the Mets are going to make, but I think as far as where Lindor fits, who's got the money, and who's got the tools to give it up, my thought is you give up, what was I thinking before? I was thinking we go Jimenez, we go J.D. Davis, and I'm not sure who to throw in on this one. Some people say Nimmo. Some people say Dominic Smith. But whatever the case may be, the infield that I'm thinking of involves... we got Jeff McNeil back at third. We got Lindor. And then you're thinking, okay, what's second base going to be? Can Rosario switch to second? Will that help him out? Jimenez is traded. Or do you sign somebody? And then the platoon between first base and DH would be between Pete Alonso and Dom Smith. Catcher? I'm thinking the Mets are going to sign Realmuto because you need a legit catcher over in that spot. And on top of that, you want somebody that's good defensively. DeGrom, Syndergaard, Stroman. What happens when you have that great catcher and that defense right there? I got news for you. On the right side of the ball, I think is going to be pretty good. Particularly with balls up the middle, Lindor is just great. He's magic over there. Rosario, I think his defense will pick up, and I think Pete will get used to it. I don't think he's going to be a gold glover by all means. I think there's a lot of good talented first basemen. But can he be an average or a plus average defender? I'm not ruling it out. I'm just not. And the reason why people ask me about this, right? What happens with the DH? Do I think the DH is staying? Yes, I do. But if it does stay as I think it is, right? You don't want to tie yourself into the DH position like my New York Yankees. And some teams like the Twins are okay with that because that's where Nelson Cruz fits the bill. But me, I like having versatility. For example, if you have JT Realmuto to keep his bat in the lineup and to keep his legs fresh as he gets older, you know how they say it's like, hey, we got 20 games in a row. Are you okay with saying, you know what? We got 20 games in a row, Monday through Sunday. Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to give him a DH day, and Sunday he has off. Hey, 2 days away from being behind the dish. Can't complain, right? Sounds good to me. You have the ability to do that. That, to me, is what the DH is designed for. Rather than having somebody married to it, and you can't give a guy a half a day off. As far as second base, will they sign somebody? Will they move somebody over? It's really unclear at the moment, and there's even a rumor about DJ LeMahieu going to the Mets. Though me personally, I think you gotta find out what free agency and what trade you gotta do before you think about second base. That's just my call, but is this team better without Robinson Cano? I mean, he is on the end of his career. He's in his late 30s. Does he lack hustle? Yes, he does. And the team does not pay him $24 million this year. So whether he serves the whole thing this year or the season is shortened and you gotta go next year and serve a couple of games, that's unclear. But can I see the Mets making a move? Like, if you get somebody at third base and you have Jeff McNeil playing second base until Cano gets back, I can see it. And McNeil, I'm sorry, but I just don't see him as an outfielder. He's an infielder. I don't think he has the range for shortstop. But regardless, I like him at second or third. Just my two cents. Is Robinson Cano going to be missed? I'm going to lean towards no. Because the more that you look at this information on this drug, you're kind of thinking to yourself, Robbie, what were you thinking, brother? I mean, really, if you think about the same chemical, the same, you know, dosage, everything that was been done time and time and time again, and you thought that no one was going to notice, and you're thinking, oh, it's the off season, nothing's going to help me, I'm just going to train, all that. This didn't magically happen. This didn't one day end up in your cold medicine. This is something where you even said, you're like, hey, I'm responsible. Which made it even worse on your behalf. And even though you're going to be serving your sentences, I think this tarnishes your end of being in the Hall of Fame. Because if Bonds didn't get in, if Clemens didn't get in, you certainly have no shot. And the same thing with David Ortiz. If he does not get in, you have no shot. And granted, Robbie Cano, you're the youngest to get to 2,000 hits. And some people think that you're a borderline Hall of Famer as your stats sit right now. I think you are a Hall of Famer if you did not test positive this second time around. The first time around, I will have been like, you know what? There wasn't any solid in there, and it will give you the benefit of the doubt. But now that there's that harsh, you know, chemical balance, and you're saying, you know what, I'm responsible, there's no way. There's absolutely no way that you could get voted in the Hall of Fame. Some people won't care, but if you go by the system and who votes now, it's just kind of writing on the wall. If Bonds isn't in and Clemens isn't in, you have no shot. And that's just my two cents. I'm going to be very excited to see who's going to replace Robinson Cano at second base. And the Mets is the team to watch in free agency and everything else. I mean, all the rest has been kind of slow at the moment. Even though November is starting to get to a close, I think that December, I think it's going to slowly start to pick up. Although it's actually very ironic because right now the basketball free agency is exploding while the baseball is being like, come on, do something. But I digress. This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. Take it easy.